Washington State's one of the few places in America where undocumented immigration is rising. President-elect Trump promised more immigration enforcement, more deportations. He'll cut off funding, federal funding, to sanctuary cities like Seattle. That is why KUOW's immigration team is looking into how Trump's administration could affect people here. Jorge Barone is on a mission to change the way we think about immigrants. He's executive director of the Northwest Immigrants' Rights Project. They provide legal assistance to immigrants and refugees. And Barone says since Election Day, he's hearing from people who are afraid of what's coming.
I think perhaps one of the most heartbreaking stories for me was this young woman who had come to the U.S. a long time ago, had been here for over 15 years, and she came to me because she was very concerned about her daughter. So she's got a couple of children here in the U.S. who were born here, so they're U.S. citizens. But her older daughter has some serious developmental disabilities, and so she needs very intense care. And she came to me and said, I was trying to figure out if there's anything that I can do because my daughter has these disabilities, whether that qualifies me for some sort of protection.
To stay with her.
To stay with her because she was afraid, what's going to happen now if I get detained? She's a single mom. She's really struggling as it is to keep up with her daughter. And she's saying, if I get detained, who's going to take care of her? How can I do that? Is there anything I can do to try to protect myself beforehand? And unfortunately, I had to tell her, there isn't anything that you can do beforehand. If you get detained, if you get placed in deportation proceedings, there may be some way that you can ask the judge at that point. But she's in this limbo, right? So there's nothing that she can do proactively to try to get immigration status simply on the basis of her daughter having a disability.
So there's one person you have to say, I can't help you. What are things that you can do and are doing right now?
Well, so I think we're trying to make sure that people understand, first of all, what their rights are so that they understand if they, get asked questions by an immigration agent that they have the right to remain silent, things like that. But also particularly for parents, we want to make sure that they are prepared for what happens. We've seen in the past when people got detained that oftentimes children were left behind. So we want to make sure that they have a plan in place so they have a designated person who's going to pick up their child if they get detained, that they have the documents and authorization, for example, to take the child to medical appointments, that they have that information updated with their school or childcare. So we've actually, there's some of our partners and us have been working on creating this, what we call a family safety plan. It's kind of like earthquake preparedness. It might be for the rest of us. Unfortunately, for undocumented community members, that's one of the things that they're going to have to worry about. They had to worry about before, but now, I think the risk is much higher.
Yeah. What happens to my children? What happens to my property, my assets, right? You've got to have a whole plan.
Even for those for people who don't have children, exactly. People have built lives. I mean, we have people who have, own houses, own cars. And so if I get deported, who's going to take care of all those, practical things?
This crackdown on undocumented immigration, it's not just coming from Donald Trump. There are many Americans who think undocumented immigrants should go back where they came from, get in line like everyone else, and apply to come here the right way. What do you think they're missing?
Well, I think what they're missing is that there isn't, for a lot of people, there isn't this magical line that people can get into, right? So there's certain pathways for people to be able to come here legally. But for a lot of people that we're talking about, for a lot of people in the undocumented population, there wasn't a path for them to be able to come here legally. There aren't those opportunities. A lot of people actually have come because they're fleeing, pretty desperate situations, a lot of violence in a lot of their home countries as well. And so there isn't a path for them to be able to apply legally. And even for those that do have, certain family ties, for example, to be able to come here, the lines have become so, ridiculously long. Some people who are trying to apply from the Philippines or Mexico are waiting well over 20 years, so that realistically our system has become so backlogged that a lot of people have simply given up. And that's why a lot of us have been calling for immigration reform that really looks at the entire system and looks at what our country needs and what's ultimately fair. There's a lot of injustices and unfairness built into the immigration system right now that we need to address before we go, try to enforce a harsh system.
Well, you're saying it's hard to immigrate to the United States. That's our policy. Why is it fair to as they say, cut in line.
I think it's important to understand that, you know, throughout our history of the U.S., you know, we've always had unauthorized migration. And the question to some extent is like, what do you do after a certain point, right? What are the consequences? And so, you know, in a lot of the immigration reform proposals, people have had to go through a process to, you know, run through background checks to pay fines for that violation. But the question is, when we get to, you know, families who've been here for, you know, the majority of people who've been undocumented have been here for more than 10 years. Many of them have children here. So we have to be conscious about what are the consequences. We can be very harsh, or we can recognize that people have built lives here and that this is going to have a big impact, a humanitarian impact on families and people who are deeply ingrained in our communities. And that actually it's better for us as a country to be generous and forgiving in that sense, because they're part of the community now. They're part of the fabric. And so I think we can approach this from a very harsh way. But many aspects of our law, you know, we make decisions where we say we're not going to impose the harshest consequence. We're going to, you know, we're going to give people something that's not quite the maximum penalty that we could give.
We're talking with Jorge Barón, who's executive director of the Northwest Immigrants Rights Project. What is the misconception? What is it that, say, Trump supporters don't understand about the American undocumented immigrant?
Well, I think the thing that most frustrates me is this general sense that they're not contributing to the country. You know, the talk about not paying taxes. Well, you know, undocumented people are paying taxes all the time. Certainly here in our state, when we pay sales taxes, nobody's checking your immigration documents. So, you know, every person who's buying things in the country are paying taxes. But they're also paying a lot in payroll taxes. Many of them get the money taken out of their accounts, but because they might be working with a made-up Social Security number, for example. None of that is going to be to their benefit. They don't get any of the benefits. And there's actually been some studies showing that a lot of the Social Security benefits that are being paid out now are being paid out of the earnings of undocumented workers. So they're actually, you know, subsidizing retirement benefits for all Americans. And so there's a lot of this misconception that, you know, undocumented people are, you know, taking advantage of the system, when in fact they're actually providing a lot of benefits that all of us are, you know, getting advantage of.
My understanding is they also speak more English and commit fewer crimes than Americans tend to think.
Well, and that was one of the frustrating things, because, of course, the president-elect launched this idea of you know, the undocumented person as being, you know, criminal. And the reality is that actually, if you look at the research, you know, people who are born outside of the United States are actually less likely to end up in jail. I always joke around, because I myself are born outside of the United States, that I don't want to, you know, chastise people who are born in the country. But statistically speaking, at least, I'm less likely to end up in jail than somebody who was born here.
Well, how did you immigrate here? What was your status?
Well, I was, and you know, that's one part of the reason that I do what I do, is because I recognize very much I had a very privileged opportunity to come here when I was 13. I came from Colombia. And I had the opportunity to come on a student visa with my mom, who was going to do a graduate degree here. And I came, you know, my family had resources in Colombia. We were able to do that. We were one of the small segment of a lot of people in the world who can actually do that, who can afford to come here on a student visa. My mom eventually ended up remarrying here. And that's how we ended up getting permanent residence and eventually citizenship. That, for me, has been very important, to recognize the privilege that I've had and to make sure that, you know, to the extent that we can try to change and balance the system that is very much stacked against our clients, when you have the U.S. government as this very powerful force trying to deport somebody, and people are not entitled to appointed attorneys, and you know, there's very limited resources for them. We want to make sure that we try to tip the scales more on their favor.
Jorge Barón is executive director of the Northwest Immigrants Rights Project. That story came from KUOW's immigration team. At our website, right now, you can read 5 different perspectives on how the Trump administration could affect undocumented immigrants in our region. We are tweeting that out right now at KUOW.